See more innovation in packaging and processing at Pack Expo International than anywhere else in the world. It's the show that defines where the industry is headed, with the solutions that define where your business can go. Discover cutting-edge packaging technology, processing equipment, new materials, sustainable solutions, supply chain resources, and much, much more. You'll walk away with innovative solutions to challenges big and small. Register at PackExpoInternational.com. You're listening to Unpacked with PMMI, where we share the latest packaging and processing industry insights, research, and innovations to help you advance your business. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Unpacked with PMMI. I'm your host, Sean Riley. Sustainability Central is a new must-see destination at Pack Expo Las Vegas, curated by Fuse Neo. The area's goal is to help guide attendees and exhibitors alike through a complete understanding of how to achieve packaging sustainability and what that means for your brand, materials, equipment, and operations. For this pod, we went right to the horse's mouth with Brent Lindberg from Fuse Neo, who breaks down the six key areas: design, materials, recovery, logistics, manufacturing, and analytics, while also giving us a taste of what the taking it to the streets theme is all about. You know you're attending Pack Expo Las Vegas, September 11th through the 13th at the Las Vegas Convention Center, so have a listen to the crucial role that sustainability is going to play in your show. So with all the fancy introductions out of the way, welcome to the podcast, Brent.
Well, thank you very much.
The pleasure is all ours.
No, Sean, like it's to... mine.
All right. We can't fight. We can't fight for the next 15 minutes, so I will let you take the pleasure out of this one. Pack Expo, it's going to feature a new exhibit, and they're calling it Sustainability Central, and it has a sustainability education stage. And the reason why you're here is because it's curated by Fuse Neo. And I guess my first question to kind of kick this off is, how did Fuse Neo get involved in Sustainability Central? And basically, how is your vast expertise going to contribute to this stage?
PMMI had reached out to a number of different parties to curate this and kind of interviewed us and went through the process. But this combination of our design and creative expertise plus our depth of packaging and our understanding of manufacturing and all these different processes, and the fact that we, at the end of the day, are really process and material agnostic. That was what really led to us being the choice for curating this, and we're super honored to do it.
So with that in mind, sustainability is a very, very broad topic, and it covers so many different facets and so many different layers. So I guess when you guys are first tasked with this challenge, how do you take such a broad idea and broad area and tackle setting up an exhibit to ensure that, you know, everything that we need to have covered is going to be covered?
Yeah, it's a super daunting task. And it's you know, sustainability is something that's really woven into the DNA of Fuse Neo. And that's a lot of work that we do, is helping brands make more sustainable decisions. You know, we talk about sustainability as steps. It isn't this, you've arrived, right? It's mm-hmm. It's this constant progress of making improvements. And it can look a lot of different ways. So the task with this Sustainability Central was not really setting a path. It wasn't setting a specific goal that helped brands get to that goal, but it's helping brands understand all of these options and steps that they can take, all these new materials, processes, research, things that are happening out there, so that they can make better decisions.
We're whittling it down and getting, you know, less 30,000 foot view. So I guess, how are we going to tie sustainability into the packaging and processing? Like, how are you going to make that connection where it's not just, use less water, use less plastic, things of that nature? How are you going to sort of whittle down to that granular level?
What we did was we really looked across this entire landscape of the types of participants that are coming into PAC Expo, the attendees. Who mm-hmm. is it that comes? What are the types of brands? Who from these brands are showing up? The different types of materials companies? There's really just people from all over the spectrum, right? And so who's coming and what are the types of things that they would want to learn about or understand what's new? And that's how we set it. So we put together this really cool advisory board of people from throughout the industry. There are retailers and converters and material suppliers, equipments. Like there's really everything. We put together this panel to help kind of guide all these different topics. And ultimately we landed with these six different pillars. Design, material, manufacturing, logistics, recovery, and analytics are those kind of six pillars. So we're setting this up in really six segments. So if you're coming in to just learn about materials, you can go into this materials segment. If you're coming in to learn more about how do I measure and analyze LCAs and carbon measure, like all this kind of stuff that's happening, how do I do that? So we've really tried to segment it so that it's approachable and not just some big, messy spider web.
Yeah, and that's an interesting way of breaking it down. So because what a lot of people don't know about PAC Expo, and I always find fascinating, is a good portion, I want to say almost half, and it might be more than that, and I hope I'm not misquoting, of people that attend are attending for the first time. They're people that, we're making grandma's cookies and have now decided that we want to try to make this a bigger project and not just something we're having around the neighborhood. We want to try to sell these. We want to get machinery for this. I'm at the show, looking for that, and I wander into Sustainability Central, and I'm familiar with the term, but, what am I going to experience? What am I going to see? What am I going to learn if I'm, that person, as well as I'm a person from Coke or Pepsi that's there, that knows a lot of these things already, but they want to learn a little bit more about sustainability. So I guess you have kind of two different people. You have a bunch of different people that are going to be bopping in there.
Yeah, and even the challenge of ones that are super experienced, or even if they're big at a big multinational, they may be brand new, right? And so you've got people from all these different spectrums. So rather than try and take people through one specific tract, we've broken it into vignettes. And it's going to be about presenting. So, hey, here's a new material. Here's information. Like just really kind of breaking it down and getting a little bit deeper. There's still deeper that you can go. And we encourage people once if they're learning about some of these things that are new, whether it's something on the logistics side. Hey, learn a little bit about it here and then go super deep with this company, the brand, whoever is doing this thing. So this is really an introduction to a lot of these things. So we're not going crazy high level, but we're also not going so deep into the weeds that we can, we're trying to cover a pretty broad base here in the middle.
And when you say that they're going to interact with these companies, I assume it's not going to be this heavy sales pitch from those companies saying, this is what you need to use.
No, it's absolutely not at all a sales pitch. The way that we have we're going out and curating all these this information is it's super neutral, and these brands aren't going to be in the booth, right? We're going to be putting up samples, up things, up information, these interactive displays, all this stuff. But you're not going to have the salespeople around. You're not going to have all that. You can just go and learn at your own pace. And if you want to go interact with the brand, go do that. But the way that we're even getting this information from them says, hey, this is not a sales pitch. We're filtering everything that comes through. Good. We want a neutral approach. This isn't about, let's say plastics. This isn't plastics bashing, plastics praising. Mm-hmm. This is, hey, here's a cool new material. Here's a cool new process. Here's a cool new, from equipment standpoint, what's happening in energy savings and things like that. Like it's really about being super, super neutral and approachable.
Okay. I like that. That will not scare people away that are listening to this, which is the last thing we want to do.
I think we're really hoping that people stay for a while and have fun. We're creating a number of interactive components with universities, and that's part of, like, we're trying to really create a there's gonna be like games and activities and things that you can
Oh,
do
cool.
inside of this whole experience. And you know, I mentioned the university piece, and we've got at this point, you know, I don't know, maybe half a dozen different universities, from Clemson, Cal Poly, Wisconsin Stout, UW Stout, RIT, Indiana State, MSU, like all these different universities are coming in to present the research that they're doing and these types of projects and programs that are happening. There's going to be some cool like composting research and demonstrations that are happening. There's just all sorts of really neat information that we think the university is going to bring, and the students are going to help host the booth as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I know, again, that's another big PMMI Pack Expo thing is involving the students in it, the next generation workforce. And they, to be honest, are the generation that's most passionate about sustainability and passionate about, sort of protecting this place that this rock we all live on. So that's good that they're going to be, deeply involved in sort of leading people through this, because they're probably, as they're coming up and doing the research, sort of like the emerging experts on a lot of this and in what is working and what hasn't worked in the past, sort of trial and error. So I'm glad to see that the universities are going to be involved.
Yeah, we just felt like they were a pretty neutral party when it comes to the like they're not selling anything, right? They're
No, absolutely.
educating students and doing their own research, and yeah, so we felt like students would really be a good approach. So they're going to be some of our city guides. This whole thing is set, it's Sustainability Central, and it's kind of a central park in the middle of a city, and so we've got this whole city vibe that we're going to be doing, and
Love it.
yeah, it's going to be super fun.
That's really cool. So there also has to be a financial end to this. Are there any other organizations that have sort of committed to being featured within the exhibit?
We're still working through like some of the featured ones. I mean, there's a lot of organizations that are have already, again, been curating and gathering content from, you know, whether that's Dow, and you know, they'll show some of the materials likely that they're rolling out, or companies like Flock and Logistics Tech, materials like Paptic. Like there's a number of different brands that are going to be featured, and I'm excited about all the different types of companies, from machinery companies, and it's just, yeah, that's a really cool mix.
That's good. That's what I like to hear. Glad it is a mix of, we have the big companies, we have some middle companies, we have some up and comers that are bringing materials and ideas to the forefront that are sort of the next gen things that people are interested in using.
I would almost promise, and there's going to be somebody who's like, I'm going to prove you wrong. I would almost promise there's going to be something within this space that everybody has never seen before.
Very
There's
cool.
going to be such a breadth of stuff there.
I'm gonna hold you to that. I know some experts, and I'm gonna
Yeah,
make
see, that's why
sure
I said you're going to find that stump the chump, and
that stump the chump. I like that. So, speaking of things that people don't know, that's a nice segue to the sustainability stage. What do you guys have in mind there? What kind of education? What kind of topics you might want to tease out that people are gonna want to stop by, sit down, take a load off, and hear some great education.
yeah, we're lining up a whole host of different speakers, from, you know, talking about conducting kind of LCAs through manufacturing efficiencies, load optimization, like engaging consumers in recycling. There's design stuff. There are some case studies around packaging principles. There's going to be a whole host of great speakers that are going to be talking on a myriad of topics from all of these pillars.
And it's not just, sustainability 101. It's not just, the high level. It's going to be some high level stuff. It's going to be some middle. It's going to be some things that are going to be really groundbreaking. It's going to be a pretty diverse.
Yeah, we want people to walk away from both the speaking and the whole exhibit itself, both inspired and informed, but also we want them to walk away with action steps. We want them to walk away with something that they can go do, or some small step that they can go take within their own organization. So yeah, we are trying to keep it really action oriented, and getting in with practical information.
Love it. Things they can take back and actually use in their business, which is what we are looking for. Well, I can't thank you enough, Brent, for coming on here and taking time. I know you're a busy guy. So I appreciate you taking time out of the day. We appreciate you taking time out of the day to talk about this. We appreciate you doing this at PAC Expo for us. So I just want to thank you again for coming on here, Brent.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. To do that, go to the iTunes podcast or Spotify app on your phone and search for Unpacked with PMMI.